This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
White Mustache Yogurt are Brooklyn-based yogurt makers who've quickly become a New York City favorite. They use no preservatives, no sweeteners, and the milk is slowly strained to release the whey. It is the silkiest, tastiest yogurt around. They've recently moved to a bigger facility to make even more yogurt. But with more yogurt comes more whey, and what to do with all that whey. Cheese and yogurt makers have always been plagued by wasted whey. They've drank it, fed it to pigs, and in recent years salted the roads with it. But more often than not, they end up throwing it away. White Mustache recently began selling their whey in select grocery stores. Mixed with lemon, the pale green liquid makes for a refreshingly tart drink. And now they have a new plan for their whey. Brining turkeys. This Thanksgiving, they'll be selling buckets of whey for New York City turkeys. So how does it taste? I'm here with Lauren from White Mustache Yogurt. Lauren, why should people brine their turkeys in whey this Thanksgiving? And what's the best recipe you found for whey brine turkey?
Well, I think the answer is simple, and it's that whey is the easiest, most simple brine. I've brined my turkeys for years in all different ways, wet brine, dry brine, and this is a one-step process. Our whey, which is freshly strained, it has a ton of calcium and probiotics. We're selling it in buckets that you can literally just dunk the turkey in, leave it for 24 hours, take it out, dry it and cook it. It's the simplest way to cook a turkey and to brine it. And the results are amazing. Super, super juicy. And because the whey has so much calcium, it activates enzymes in the meat that break down the muscle fiber. But it doesn't actually, since you're not adding any added sugar or salt or anything else, it really is like a pure form of brining and getting those same results that you would have to get by adding, you know, a ton of salt or sugar or other additives. That just after we tried doing it with whey, it just was totally unnecessary.
So is the cooking method different if you whey brine the turkey as opposed to not brining or brining in just a traditional brine?
No, the cooking, you can cook it the exact same way you would cook your turkey in any other instance. If you're using other brines, this will probably, or no brine at all, this will probably just lead to a more juicy turkey. Mm-hmm.
And what's the best recipe you found for whey brine turkey?
I had never actually found anything for whey brine turkey, so it was kind of an experiment in the White Mustache headquarters. I had cooked with other things in whey and like a roast chicken, so I kind of developed a recipe myself where it was about, for a 16 pound or 14 to 16 pound turkey, it was about 2 gallons of whey, which is about standard for brining birds of that size. And we added a few cloves of fresh garlic and crushed black peppercorns just to add a little flavor. And we left it in the walk-in for 24 hours. 24 hours later, we took it out, patted it dry. I always like putting butter on my turkey as like a seasonal compound butter. So we have a White Mustache blend with a little Aleppo pepper and a little honey, which you will recognize from our Shankleesh Lebanon and our Kith yogurt, some of our favorite products. And we just cooked it at, I think it was 450 degrees for 30 minutes, and then tented it, put it down to 400, and cooked it until it was completely cooked through at 165. So I think that was about 2.5 hours total.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you, Lauren.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Brian Reno with HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.